This is Melinda Ferris live from backstage at Barn 4. I have the Walnut Valley Old Time Fiddle Champion, newly crowned Monty Gaylord. Monty, how are you feeling right now?
I'm on cloud nine.
You seemed a little surprised when they announced your name.
It's just always great whenever they call you in the top of any of it. Mm-hmm. I'm always happy.
What do you think of your fellow contestants?
Oh, they're great. I just felt good to be in the mix.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about how you started playing fiddle.
I started when I was about 13, and my dad was giving a lesson, and I went in, and he's giving it to my cousin, so I went in the bedroom and tried to figure it out myself, and went back in, and he said, "Wow, that's cool." And so he said, "You're playing better than him," you know.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, from then on, I've just been going at it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you've played in the Walnut Valley Festival's fiddle competition before?
Yes. Yeah. I won second in 2018. And then I can't remember the years that I actually won. But yeah.
You've won twice before, so this is your third time. It's pretty impressive to me.
Yeah.
So what kind of advice do you have for younger fiddle players?
Well, I think just, there's so much stuff online right now. They've got a lot more advantage than what we had.
Uh-huh.
Like when I was a kid, I had to take records and slow them down to 15 and a half or whatever it
Uh-huh.
And then we tune our fiddles down to where it would be in the same key as what our notes would be, right? And then we would try to figure out those slow, notes going slower. And that's the way. And then we would get, because when we got cassettes, we would have to, those ones that would slow it down again.
Uh-huh.
And it always sounded, and it took it out of tune. And so, now they've got where you can, on YouTube, you can slow it, the speed down, and you're sitting there watching their fingers and their bow.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can, they've got such an advantage. And, one of my sons, in fact, AC, I named him after the old man that taught me to play. And I heard him the other day, and I hadn't heard him in a while, and he's playing the heck of a fiddle, and he just been learning off the line and found Asul stuff and been copying it,
Oh my gosh, like father, like son, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. So tell me what you think about the Walnut Valley Festival.
Oh, I love it. I started out in bluegrass. I played banjo before I played fiddle, and we played bluegrass for years, and it's one of my favorite musics. I love bluegrass.
Uh-huh.
And I think bluegrass gives you an advantage because when you have to move your fingers so fast to play bluegrass, then some of this other stuff, especially like flat picking,
mm-hmm.
and even bowing a fiddle, bluegrass just, I think it gives you an advantage.
So, good idea for people to learn, more bluegrass, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. So, tell me how you prepare for this competition. Uh-oh.
Well, I didn't play any fiddle because I'm going to play in the flat picking tomorrow.
Okay.
And maybe the finger picking, too, if I get enough nerve up. But so I've been practicing on that because I play a lot of fiddle, but I don't really work out the tunes. I don't play the tunes the same every time.
Uh-huh.
I'm not that kind of a structured player. I play like you're talking. We don't talk the same every time, And
oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
That's just crazy. But it seems to work, so congratulations.
Yeah.
So you'll be in flat pick tomorrow, huh?
Yes.
Okay, great. It's getting late. I'll let you go so that you can have some time to get your final preparation down. So
thank you
again, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.